how to be seen by college coaches this summer, and a special announcement. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 147. Hello, I'm John Fugler, and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast as we're getting set to kick off the summer, the recruiting season. I want to help you make the most of it, and this is the pre-summer kickoff series of podcasts. And next week, though, I think I'm going to call it summer, and we're going to go for it. I know here in North Carolina, where I live, it feels like summer. I mean, it's well over 90 degrees, and it has been for a while. Having lived in Colorado a year ago, and I guess they're experiencing like 60s and 70s right now. And even before that, we lived in California. I talked to a friend yesterday and he said, yeah, it's going to be 62 today. Well, it is summer. You got to get ready. In fact, if you're ahead of it, that's even better when it comes to recruiting. I'm excited about this program because I just want to share with you how you can be seen by college coaches this summer. What is a strategy that you can use? Because I know that you want to get coaches' eyes on you, or if you're the parent, you want to get the coaches' eyes on your son or daughter. So listen in, because we're going to be covering that. I want you to make sure you grab what I have on my website. It's free. I've been offering this. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. Please get it. Getting some comments from parents and athletes who are using this. You got three tools on there. They're all downloadable, and you can use them right away. The Recruiting Power Pack. That's at recruitme.com. I want to do a shout out to a few people today. First of all, Gary. Welcome, Gary. New listener of the podcast. Got an email from Gary. And so he said he's just starting to listen to this podcast. He wants to do it right with his son or daughter. I'm not sure if it's son or daughter. But also, Gary, thank you for your purchase of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I appreciate that. And Frank is starting the journey with RecruitMe 3.0. So Frank is using this step-by-step process with his kid and working through the whole process. And so is Karen. Karen, thank you for your RecruitMe 3.0 purchase. Looking forward to walking with you through this in this process. Now, Karen had a question for me, which I wanted to share that as we kick things off here, because this is it's a good question. And a lot of parents probably thinking about this. We talk about campus visits. And Karen asked this, do you have any resources to aid in the recruitment process when we go on visits? And I am a big fan of being face-to-face with coaches. Don't just send emails. Don't just send letters. Don't just make phone calls. I mean, do all that. But I'll tell you, you are making a statement when you show up on campus face-to-face with the coach. Now, Karen has twin boys, and they've been compiling questions, but she's said she's also looking for more resources to make sure she's not missing anything, and like questions to ask, things to consider when comparing one program to another, one offer to another, and all that. Any direction or guidance you can offer is appreciated. And what I did, I responded back to her, and I directed her first to episode 141, in where I talk about seven people that you need to interview on a campus visit. Seven people you need to interview on a campus visit. I encourage everybody to go back and listen to that. I've also put together what I call a report card. This is something that you're comparing these schools, these programs, these coaches. There's so many variables, the finances, the academic quality, and all these things. You're trying to really put together an evaluation, and I try to make it as objective as possible. What I encourage you to do is put a report card together on that school, on that program, on that coach. All that you can put down there, maybe 10 different variables that you're going to grade, like A through F, you're going to grade these schools. And so I would encourage you to do that. And as you go through that, you can then really make an objective choice, at least more of an objective choice, if you're looking at all these, say, 10 areas, 8 to 10 areas that you're looking at, finances and the offer, and Does it have your major? How far away is it if you're looking to stay close to home? Quality of the program, your impression of the coach, things like that. So that's a report card you can put together to help you in the school choice. So I told Karen about that. And also about the questions. If you, when you go on a campus visit, you definitely want to have your questions together. Don't just be listening. Take the initiative with those questions for coaches. You want to have athletic questions, of course. You want to have academic questions. You want to have financial questions that the coach might be able to answer. And also college life questions. Those four areas. The coach may not have the answer to all of those questions, but you want to hear from him or her firsthand what he or she says about these areas. Those four areas, very important to have your questions together for that. And in the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, I've got a section in there on what questions to ask coaches, but you can put that together yourself under those four areas. I'm not trying to sell you the book, but yes, I am. No, you can get it on Amazon. Anyway, those are the four areas. Make sure you have questions ready going into it that you can ask the coaches. So I pointed Karen back to episode 141 on seven people to interview. And I want to really encourage you to go back to previous episodes. If you are just starting to listen to this podcast, I've covered a lot of ground and tangible things over the past several weeks. For instance, last week it was, here's how to get recruited. And I used the story of Will's guy who went through an experience on getting recruited. That's all I'm going to say, but it was a great example of how to get recruited. A couple weeks ago, make it personal. How can you really make this not just a cookie cutter approach, but make it personal and your personal contact with coaches. And I went into depth about that. I talked about the week before why I push back against recruiting services. Episode 142, 10 ways to improve your recruiting chances. So I would encourage you to go back and listen to past episodes if you can, and make sure that you're well-grounded in this process, especially as you get into the summer. I can't say enough about that. Getting into the summer, this is a great time, and you really want to push, but do it the right way. Maximize your time. Got a couple other shout-outs I have for you. Then I'll make my special announcement I alluded to at the beginning of the show. Thank you to the folks who have responded by reviewing the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I put an appeal out two or three weeks ago. And just want to thank Starting Blocks. That's Starting Blocks is his or her name on iTunes. And thank you for your 5-star review. They said, John has been creating a great roadmap for us, for parents who have no clue as to where to start. I know I've been there myself. His shows have been informative, and they've lent a lot of great information for my two future college-bound athletes. Thank you, Starting Blocks. And also, Silver Star said, John's very personable and easy to listen to. Thank you. In fact, I've listened to many past podcasts. My daughter's a freshman, so I'm just starting out on this journey. John and the podcast and playbook is a place where I've learned the most. So thank you. And if you could go ahead and leave a review, I'd appreciate that. I got kind of behind on these, and it'd been like a year since reviews have come up. People find the podcast, believe it or not, based on reviews, because the podcast services serve them up when there are good reviews. So make your review, whether it's good or bad. Okay, going to get into how to be seen by college coaches this summer. But as I promised, I have got an announcement to make. And it is this, that I'm doing a summer kickoff sale. $20 off RecruitMe 3.0. $20 off RecruitMe 3.0 just from now through the 5th of June. Now through the 5th of June. So that's next week. And all you got to do is to go to recruitme.com/system, and that sale is posted. It's posted there for you. I want to make sure you're really getting things kicked off in the right way. So I'm throwing everything at you. There you go. Take $20 off for the next week or so at recruitme.com/system. Let's go ahead and get into this discussion on how to be seen by college coaches this summer as part of the summer recruiting prep series. Here's where I want to go with this. I'd like to approach this in a way that narrows things down for you and gives you some tangibles that you can apply to this. But first of all, I got to set the scene. You are most likely to be seen this summer by college coaches if you're going into your junior or senior years, especially your senior year. And why is that? Coaches are looking to fill their rosters for next year. The pressure is on for them. They've got some openings. They've got slots to fill. They've still got scholarship money, and they need to get it done for next year. Some of them even in this coming year. So they are actually perhaps even have scholarship money for those who, I mean, if you're a senior who has graduated or you're going to graduate the next week or two, there still may be scholarship money available for you. But coaches are now looking for this for next year, filling their rosters. So you're most likely to be seen by college coaches as you're going into your senior year, perhaps your junior year too. I don't want to disqualify that between your sophomore and junior year or your junior and senior years. I want to qualify that. If you're before that time, then unless you are like a superstar that they're going to be bidding for you, so to speak, it's probably too early to be seen. And coaches may see you, but that's not going to be the priority for them. So I wanted to just set that scene and give you a timetable on that. Here's four ways that you can get coaches to get their eyes on you. And the first one is for coaches who are nearby, let them know where you'll be competing. It's that simple. If you've got you're competing this summer somewhere nearby, and you've got coaches that are nearby that are on your list of schools that you're interested in, let them know. Call them. Write to them. Email them. You've got to take the initiative. Let them know where you'll be competing. Now, it's best if these are coaches that you're already in communication with. When I say nearby, I'm thinking maybe within an hour or two drive. That's nearby. If you're going to be competing right in their neighborhood or close to where they are, within 30 to 60 minutes from where they are, then this is a great opportunity for them to come and see you compete. They probably won't know that you're competing unless you tell them. If you're an introvert like I am, you're just going to have to pick up the phone and make that call or send that email. You may even have to make a pest of yourself. But let them know where you'll be competing. This is ideal. Second, if you're traveling for a tournament or a showcase or something like that, contact coaches nearby to where you're going, nearby that location, and let them know that you're going to be there. They're already interested in you. You've already had the conversation. Here you're going to be in their own backyard. What an opportunity. Now, we did that. We were living on the coast of California, halfway between LA and San Francisco, and our boys were in a tournament. I think it was a tournament. Maybe they were just on their travel team. They were playing in the LA area. We had a coach that we'd been in contact with. There had already been dialogue just starting, and we let him know, our boys let them know, that they would be competing. It was really within probably 30 minutes of where that school was. He came out. He saw them. It was an NAIA school, so the coach was able to even talk with us and talk with them as well. And that turned out to be one of the schools which was end up being on the top of one of our kids' lists. And the coach there really did want to offer a scholarship, and he was ready to do that, and he told them what he probably would be able to offer. So there was interest that was solidified there because he got a chance to see them compete. So if you're going somewhere, do your homework, contact the schools that are nearby where you're going, that are on your list of schools that you're pursuing, and let the coaches know. Hey, I know I'm going overtime here at the 15-minute mark coming up, but I've got a couple more things I want to share with you to help you out this summer. The third thing you can do, find out where coaches are going for their recruiting. Coaches on your list, find out, if you can, where they're going to be going on recruiting trips, because they may be going to an area to look at a certain athlete, and you're going to be there. You're going to intersect with them because you're going to be competing there. You might even be competing at the same tournament or showcase or combine or whatever that they can see you, and they're already going to see another athlete. This takes work, as you can tell. You can't just sit back and wait. Pursue that. Talk to the coaches. Ask them where their recruiting trips are going to be, because you might be there for them to see you. All right? Make that extra effort. Your path and their path intersecting. And then finally, another place where you can be seen are competitive camps. These are camps where you already have an interest. The coach is looking at this as a recruiting camp, and they want to see you, and you want them to see you. You can't go to all the camps in the world, but select ones where you can certainly put yourself in front of the coach and let them see you personally. And camps happen during the summer. This is your opportunity. Please take advantage of that. As I mentioned, you can't go to every camp. It gets very expensive, and you got to make sure it truly is a recruiting camp. So those are four ways. Let me just add on to this another qualifying statement here. Unless you're a potentially great match for that school that you're contacting, a coach is not likely to come out at your invitation. There's got to be an interest there already. They have to, this can't be just a, you know, first contact. You may get a coach to come out, but likely there has to be an interest there because they are busy. They recruit with a purpose. They're not just going out and looking around and going to this game or that match or this meet or that tournament, just kind of looking around. They are going with purpose. So they need to come to you with a purpose. And you've got to make sure that there is an interest there already, some interest. That's the best chance for them to come out and see you. I mean, there are exceptions. Our boys were discovered by the school they went to at a showcase. The coaches were there. At showcases, the coaches are there looking at the whole field of athletes. At combines, they're doing that as well. And some tournaments, they're doing that too. As I lay these out, I'm not talking about hard and fast rules. I'm talking about general tendencies, and the rules, of course, can be broken. Let me close with this message, and that is, be persistent. Be persistent. I know you don't want to make a pest of yourself, but you really kind of have to. There are a lot of other athletes who are competing for that spot that you want, that scholarship that you want. Other athletes are, and you've got to stand up above the rest. You've got to make yourself be known. At least get yourself in front of these coaches, and they can see you, and they can make that evaluation, and then you'll know whether or not you are going to be a good fit for their school. But it's hard work, and the things I laid out here for you for this summer, it's hard work, but you will be rewarded. If you really work at this, you are going to find the school that is the best fit for you. And isn't that what you want? Well, if you have questions, please email me, john@recruitme.com. If you have any questions about my resources I have, that's recruitme.com/resources. A lot of freebies there. And I've got the book, the playbook, and other things. I'm out of time. I can't give you a playbook tip of the week, but here I went 5 minutes over or so, and hopefully you got some good stuff, good meat. If you have questions on anything I've said in this episode as well, Anything you need clarified, please email me, and I will respond to you. John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. I'll talk to you next week.